bullets.
Okay. Let me see. On a farm, they might have a thing to carry a heavy load. It's got two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And the thing they use for sharpening a knife.
Knife sharpener. Razor blade. Some people use a razor strap or something. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Kind of stone or a kind of rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called?
No.
Okay. Let me see. If you wanted to get from home to here, you come in your what?
Car.
Okay. And so you would say, yeah, this morning I...
drove to work.
Okay. And every morning this week I have...
driven.
Okay. And if something squeaks, then you have to...
fix it.
Okay. The stuff you put in there to fix it.
Oil.
Okay. And then they have the heavier stuff they use that's... sort of like oil.
Grease.
Okay. So then you would say you have to...
grease it.
Let's say the mechanic did that yesterday. You'd say, yesterday the mechanic...
greased my car.
Okay. And if it got all over his hands would be all...
greasy.
Okay. Let me see. The stuff that like that that they used, not but like oil, that they used to burn in lamps.
Fuel, kerosene.
Okay. Fuel, you'd call that sometimes?
No, really kerosene.
Kerosene?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. The, if they're going fishing out here, they go fishing in what?
A boat.
Okay. What are, you know, there are two different kinds they have around here. One with a flat front and one with a pointed front. Do you know, are there, do you know two different names for that? Okay, just a boat is a boat, huh?
Well, a V-hole one.
What's that?
A V-hole is one that goes with the pointed front.
Uh-huh.
But, like, all I've ever been around mostly were motorboats. And then we know what's called a tri-hull, which is... kind of got a squared front, but it's not like the little fishing boat you're talking about. It's, you know,
okay.
Doesn't go in a straight V. It just kind of squares off at the front.
Okay, okay. Is that like a, that's called a tri-hull?
I call it that.
Okay, okay. You're the authority here, so I'm taking whatever you say. That's true.
Okay.
Let me see. If somebody asks you, was that... you I saw in town, saw downtown yesterday, you'd say, no, what? Was that you I saw downtown last night? No.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay. If you wanted to go down and get a, you wanted to get some material, and you want it to be a certain color and a certain kind of material, you'd bring along a piece, little square to use as a...
sample.
Okay. Let me see, if to sign your name in ink, you use a...
pen.
Okay, and then to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
pen.
And then soup or other things comes with the cans that they come in. They're made out of...
tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. In the wintertime, if you go outside, you have to put on a...
coat.
Okay. And a three-piece suit that has a coat and a... and
skirt and a vest.
Okay. And if it's a man's suit, it has a...
pants.
Okay. And if it's a pair of pants without a suit, then it, you call them what? What are some of the other words besides pants?
Slacks.
Slacks. What are slacks to you as opposed to pants?
I would think men wear slacks more often.
Okay. What about these that I'm wearing here?
Jeans.
Jeans, okay. What about if they have a bib like what you've got there?
Overalls.
Okay. Let me see. And if you go outdoors in the wintertime without your coat and somebody ran after you and brings it to you, he might say, here I've...
brought you your coat.
Okay. And you might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
was fine.